This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That sounds like Olivia Rodrigo to me. Is that a new, brand new song? What's that called?
Good for you.
It's great.
Yeah, that's a good one. Boy, look at her. I'm glad when someone's not a one-hit wonder. You know,
I think out of all of the songs, this one's probably my favorite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like this a lot, too.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good little pop
song. You know, the thing
song.
About her... Oh, I got to turn me back on. Sorry.
She should thank that guy she hates so much.
I know. He's giving her a whole record here.
She's not from out of nowhere, though. She's on some TV show, right? So she's a talented kid to begin with.
Right.
High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Right.
So, you know, we haven't heard of her, but she's already got fame.
Right. And now she's going to be, I don't know her from the High School Musical thing, so I'm psyched for her. Like, I really liked that Driver's License song, and now this is the third one.
Yeah,
Deja Vu was a hit.
Right.
That's a good little pop song. I was rocking out.
Did you say you watched all over her? Did you say you watched one episode of that, Bryn?
I did, just to see what it was all about, and I know you watched it and liked it. So
yeah.
I didn't continue. It was fine. Yeah,
I love the original movie. My kids watched that nonstop.
A saga going on that you could follow if you were. But there's so many great things to watch on TV. So I was like, I just wanted to see what it was about. Saw the kid actors, thought they were adorable, super cute and fun. But you know, I'd rather watch something else.
Yeah, well,
you're an adult.
Cameron maybe will someday go back and revisit.
Yeah,
all
well, my niece Adrienne was like, I knew about Sabrina Carpenter and Olivia Rodrigo the whole time. I was there buying merch and I was already wearing a Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, the OG fans, right?
She's an
sure.
OG fan.
Yeah,
just wanted to let me.
Well,
know.
Everyone
I'm,
needs to.
I'm late to the party, apparently.
Well, it happens. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Dell Technologies. Computer stuff, clouds. Yeah, check them out, Dell Technologies. We're going to start with Thor. I always enjoy when Thor's in the news. And by Thor, I mean Chris Hemsworth. It's just so funny because you see, when we're watching this trailer, he's involved with Shark Week this time around. He's part of the kickoff for it.
I hate Shark Week.
Oh, maybe we shouldn't play the trailer for him then, because it's a bunch of sharks and Thor. Of course, Thor, as a god, he must have some way of communicating with the sharks and keeps them from biting him. But he's sort of the ambassador for Shark Week this time.
But
it's so funny because when I see Chris Hemsworth, it's Chris Hemsworth and everything, but he's just so Thor-ish.
He is.
That you just can't help but think, oh, there goes a mighty god.
Yeah, you would think that, you know, as an actor, he would turn off Thor every once in a while.
He can't, because guess what? Thor is just Chris Hemsworth. It's just, you know, he's not even acting. He just acts like Chris Hemsworth, and he's Thor the whole time.
The accent's there, everything's
it's
there.
It's all there. It's all the same. Right, the muscles, the skipped leg workout days. I mean, he's, you know, he's really good. So National Geographic's Shark Fest is going to kick off with Chris Hemsworth. It's everything you want except the sharks. It's Chris Hemsworth on the beach. If you could just not have sharks involved, I guess it would be more appealing to you, Vin. So here's a little bit of the trailer for this.
In Australia, where I live, we've just had the worst spate of fatal shark encounters in a century. As someone who loves sharks and being in the water, why do you think they're coming closer to shores? I want to find out if we can live together without doing each other harm.
Coexisting is really important.
I couldn't agree with you more.
They will come close. Don't make sharp movements.
Should I be nervous?
And then he goes, and there are...
Biggest Shark Fest ever begins with the premiere of Shark Beach with Chris Hemsworth, Monday, July 5th at 9 on National Geographic.
Shark Beach with Chris Hemsworth. It's if it's called Shark Beach, it's not for you. Mm-hmm. It's for
yeah,
the
that's,
sharks.
That's heavy.
Right there. July 5th, that's airing. It's an hour-long documentary with him diving with nurse sharks, meeting with experts, checking out the latest tech to prevent attacks. We heard about this shark bands thing that, and Vinny, you were gifted one of these. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My brother gifted it to me.
We were watching the testing that they were doing with this shark bands thing on their website. We went on to talk about it on the Johnny Mosley pod.
Oh, you did?
We did, because the original story was that Zuck had one of those on.
Oh, okay.
And so we wound up just in this whole conversation. We were looking at some of the testing that they did, and they take this dummy, just like a human style dummy in a floating vest, mm-hmm. and then they would strap a dead fish to its leg, and they put it in the water amongst all these sharks, and within 1 second of being in the water, the sharks are just all over it. They smell the fish and they start eating it, and then they do the same thing. They pull it back up out of the water, put another. You're actually playing it here.
Oh, look at that.
They put another fish on it, and then they put the shark band around it, and the sharks won't go near it.
That is, you know what? I've never seen this. And in fact, one of the times, so I got this shark band from my brother for Christmas or whatever, and he said, oh, this will be, you know, a nice, and I thought, oh, very funny. Never really thought about wearing it. And then I finally was going out one day really early by myself, and I decided I'd try it. Before I tried it, though, I looked it up online, like, mm-hmm. what do people have to say about this thing? And the first thing I saw was, these are a total joke. Do not trust your life to this thing. And I was like, oh. I wore it anyway, though. But yeah. This is the first time I've seen true testing done, and that's what I thought
was. Well, it's on their site, so
I didn't go to their site. I just looked online. I looked it up.
Look at this. This is them without the shark bands. Mm-hmm. Same dummy, fish on the leg. They take off the band, and they put it in, and they're all over this thing.
Right.
They're just eating this dummy.
I'll start wearing mine more often then. That's really cool.
Maybe every time. How about every time?
Just probably in not every time, but
it can't hurt.
I do think
it's not hurting anything.
Well, yeah.
Although, listen, Johnny made the point that things get used to stuff, and at some point, whatever little emitter that they might actually detect that and go, "Oh, food."
I had also the thought for sure. What if it's possible that they want to put an end to whatever thing this is giving off, and their best way is to put it in their belly? I don't know. They're not the smartest creatures.
They're really not.
In the end, the best way to not be attacked by a shark is to stay on land. So
says the guy who wants a very uncrowded wave.
Right.
Anyway, Chris had mentioned in this thing, Australia recently had one of the worst shark attack seasons in a century, and that's part of what this documentary is about. Why is this happening? What's going on?
I see all of the news stories every time.
How can we coexist with sharks and still? So I don't know if by name they're going to be checking out the shark bands, but we had this combo, so I thought it was worth it.
Now, in all pro surfing contests, they keep people out. They have a boat and mm-hmm. jet skis out in the water, and they're looking for sharks. And they often, in fact, the very recent contest that just happened 2 weeks ago, they spot a shark, they pull the boys out of the water, they bring them to shore, they wait 15 minutes, they make sure the shark has passed, and then they get back in the water. Because of that incident where Mick Fanning was basically molested by a shark. He didn't get bit.
That thing out, right.
But the thing was checking him out, and they ended up in, you know, catching all of it on camera. Super scary.
Some of the overhead shots in this trip. And by the way, we'll put that trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Mm-hmm. But some of the overhead imagery, it's 9 feet to the shore. Right where there's a shark, a huge shark, just right there. Mm-hmm. And overhead, sure, you can see it. If you're just standing on the beach, ankle deep, And you know, and then it's knee deep when you when the wave hits. I mean, you're right next to it.
It's there, there. There's no question. And I often see planes will fly overhead, and then the you'll see pictures that these planes post where it's an overhead shot, and you can see a shark, and you can see swimmers. And anytime they fly overhead, I think, oh, I wish you could just wave a wing at me or something. If you see something, let me know.
How about like a big LED hanging underneath it that says, yes, sharks.
Yeah,
yes,
swim to sharks. Shore.
Right. Right.
Get out of
no
there.
Sharks. No sharks. That'd be great. That'd be
again,
so
your best move is to not get in the ocean.
Yep. That is your best. You have zero chance of a shark attack if you're not in the ocean with sharks.
Right.
Or just in the ocean, period. Just stay out of the ocean. Just don't do it. There's a Joe Exotic show coming up, guys. It's
huh?
How does that work?
It's a fictional, or I don't even know if it's a documentary. I don't really. They're calling it a series, and they're going to cast. They have begun casting. It's a Peacock show, so this is NBC streaming service, and they've got some big stars in it. Dennis Quaid has just joined the cast. He'll be playing Rick Kirkman. That's the reality show producer whose footage was used in the Netflix documentary. Mm-hmm. The guy who's playing Joe is John Cameron Mitchell, who you'd know from Hedwig and the Angry Inch, I guess. But we know of him from Hedwig, but because his brother was a sales guy
at
Alice.
Oh, right.
And that was how we were. I mean, that guy would come and give us updates about Hedwig and the Angry Inch all the time. You know, his brother was the star of this thing.
Yeah.
So he's playing Joe Exotic. And Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live, who's done some Carol Baskin impersonations on SNL, she's playing Carol Baskin.
Oh, of course.
I don't have a premiere date or any of that. And I don't know what the excitement level is for this. Frankly, I've seen all the Tiger King I want to see. I'm interested. Will he get a presidential pardon? He won't. Will he? Now, isn't he saying he's got testicular cancer now? And he's so sure he's going to die in jail. And please give me a pardon and get me out of here. And his young husband is trying to divorce him. And it's guy's life is a mess. I'm watching that. I wouldn't say I don't have my phone set for Google alerts on it, but certainly there's an interest factor. I just don't know if I want to watch a TV show about it. Although they're doing a pretty good job casting it, so maybe I'll have to check it out.
Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snacking. What's happening? Carol Baskin.
Oh, so good.
I don't like it.
It's the music that we got is really the best part of
the
it.
The height of the pandemic was the most creative.
Oh, my God. That was early days,
That was
too.
Early days.
Like, Tiger King really benefited from all of us being like, what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because who knows? Maybe it wouldn't have been a thing.
I think it wouldn't have been a thing.
Not the way it was, right?
Yeah, way it was.
Yeah.
We're all locked up.
And that's a thing, too. Like, all of us were halfway through it going, this is just awful. And yet we kept on watching. We're bored in the house, and we're in the house bored. Here's a couple things that you can watch this weekend that aren't Tiger King. Vinny, I know you like The Conjuring. And I think I watched it because of you. That's the one with the doll, the haunted doll in the basement. And they've done a couple of these now. It's with the same main characters, Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga, return as Ed and Lorraine Warren. Because isn't this supposedly based on a true story, these real
something
ghost
like
hunter
that.
Type
I know
people?
That I love scary movies and I love these ones. So I will watch whatever you're about to announce. I will watch it.
It sounds slightly less scary because it's kind of a courtroom thing, which actually happened. So it's called The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. It's in theaters and on HBO Max. So it's one of the ones that's, I guess it's a Warner Brothers thing. Didn't they say all of the Warner movies are going to be out on HBO Max same day? In this one, Ed and Lorraine Warren's work leads to their involvement in the first murder trial where demonic possession is used as a legal defense. And so, spoiler alert, you can find out how this turned out because it's based on an actual trial.
I've seen the ads for this. Actually, this is it's good. I'm going to watch
this. It looks
good. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know. I don't know what it's called. I remember a couple of the parts, though, where the guy's covered in blood and he's all, I think I hurt someone. And you're like, well, probably.
Looks
you're
like
covered
it.
In blood. And then the other scene, the other ad thing is where the guy goes, in every courtroom across the nation, you swear to God on a Bible that you will tell the truth. Well, if you believe there's a God, how can't you believe in Satan? And you're like, chills. Yikes. Right.
So that's on, I guess it's probably on right now, right? It's a Friday debut. And it's, unless they're attaching a time to it, you can see The Conjuring in theaters and on HBO Max today.
Scary.
I know. I'm so scared. Raya and the Last Dragon. Am I saying that right? Raya.
Doesn't matter. But yeah, I've seen it 10,000 times.
Well, now you can see it for free. It is now free on Disney Plus to regular subscribers. I don't know, 30 days. I don't know when that came out, but you had to
pay
for
it. Too bad I rushed
first.
Into it and spent whatever it cost.
Also tonight on Netflix, the series premiere, which I've been seeing some ads for, and I have to say it looks like my kind of show. It's called Sweet Tooth, and it's a fantasy show about a post-apocalyptic world where a loner is protecting a boy who's half human, half deer. Have you seen this one?
No.
The kid's got like antlers coming out of his head.
Uh-uh. Oh, I have seen that.
Yeah, and it's like he's going to, let's hide that with a big
like the Fall
hat.
Out Boy music video? You know,
no, I don't know.
Sugar going down swinging.
What? Is that possibly related to this?
I don't know. That's the first thing I thought because they have a boy with antlers coming out.
They do?
Yeah, it's like their first song.
Look at Coco.
I just remember watching that music video being like, what? I don't get this music video.
I don't know if it's from because this is from 2009.
Yeah.
Well, maybe somebody saw that and went, oh, that's a great idea for a TV show. Let's pitch that.
It's pretty coincidental there's a deer
going down.
Yeah.
Right. It is. And it honestly, it looks exactly, it's as though the little kid on the show grew up.
What's it called?
It's called Sweet Tooth. I sent you links to this. And this should be in your email.
He's mean.
He's getting made fun of because he's got antlers growing out of his head. Oh, that's so sad. Oh,
he flips a lot.
The boy's flipping off the antler boy.
Oh, God, I haven't seen this in forever.
Oh, it's sad. What's the moral of the story? Embrace your differences? Something like that?
I guess. It doesn't make any sense. Till this day, I still don't get it.
Oh, no, the kite's tangled up in his... Oh, now he meets a girl because her kite just got tangled up in his thing. Oh, that's so adorable. And his antlers. Anyway, it's called Sweet Tooth, and it's a fantasy show about a post-apocalyptic world where a loner protects, I guess, the guy from the Fallout Boy video when he was little.
All right.
Oh, this is it. Here it is. Mm-hmm. Oh, kids are being born with all kinds of mutations. That one's got wings.
Yeah.
That one has eagle wings and a beak. That one just has big ears. And then we've got this one who's got antlers. Oh, he's so cute. Oh, he's a little deer. Oh, that's adorable. Okay, that's on Netflix.
I'll put this trailer up on the Facebook page.
Vinny.
Yes.
As we're both huge Stephen King's fans. Did you read Lisey's story?
Say it again.
Lisey's story.
Nope.
It was just a couple years ago that one came out. So there is a horror miniseries on Apple TV Plus. That starts tonight. Julianne Moore is the widow of an author. She becomes the target of a stalker who's obsessed with her husband's stories. And it's based on Lisey's story, the Stephen King novel, which I feel like I read that. It might have been the short story.
Oh, okay. He's got a lot of great short stories, too.
Right.
I haven't read that one.
It feels recent, though.
I'm trying to work my way through, I think it's called Loser, his latest book.
Oh, how is that?
You know, it's fine. I'm not able to read at night right now. I'm just not getting it done. There's different
things. Is it because it's not grabbing
me.
You or
and no, so it's there's other or? Stuff. Whether the kid isn't sleeping or whatever, right. Or I'm finally just falling into bed and just can't even keep my eyes open, whatever.
I also wanted to mention that this the Kennedy Center Honors are happening on Sunday. This is on CBS, the 43rd annual Kennedy Center Honors. Garth Brooks, Joan Baez, Debbie Allen, Dick Van Dyke. and violinist Midori are all being honored on that Sunday night on CBS if that's something you're interested in. Okay, I'm out of time. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Fremont makes the news.
Fremont, well.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.